A CrossFit physician's a special physician. That's not an ordinary doctor. This is a CrossFit doc. She knows something that is not a consensus view. It's and at the same time, it's essential. And I mean essential in the sense of like an essential fatty acid or an essential amino acid that this is something that makes a huge difference in what maybe whether you're alive or not, and certainly the quality of your life. And it's not trivial, you know. And so how many docs are there that have this knowledge? And over about a year and a half, I was asking every affiliate that would talk to me, how many docs in the box?
This is episode number 80 with Greg Glassman. This episode is brought to you by Siete Foods. You know when you meet a group of people who are just so genuine that you can't help but treat them like old friends or family? Well, that's basically how I felt when I met the Garza family, the founders of Siete Foods. Siete is a healthy Mexican-American food brand that makes grain-free and paleo-friendly tortillas and tortilla chips. My husband Danny and his family first met the Garzas at Paleo FX several years ago, and they had an instant connection and have kept in touch ever since. Maybe it's their powerful origin story that makes them so relatable. Veronica Garza was facing a series of major health challenges as a teenager, and her entire family of seven jumped on board to help without hesitation. Together, they adopted a low-inflammation, grain-free diet. As a Mexican-American family living in South Texas, they couldn't imagine living without tortillas, and it wasn't long before Veronica came up with a delicious solution and Siete Foods was born. I've been enjoying their delicious grain-free and paleo-friendly tortillas and tortilla chips for years and finally had the chance to meet the Garzas in person. When I did, they immediately made me feel like a member of the family. Their passion for making the world a healthier place is absolutely contagious, and their generosity spreads to everyone they touch. I'm so excited to have Siete Foods as a sponsor of this episode, and if you're not already a fan of their products, I promise that you will be as soon as you give them a try. They've provided an exclusive discount code for Pursuing Health listeners. Just use code Julie when you check out on sietefoods.com to take advantage of their offer. Again, their website is sietefoods.com. SIETEFOODS.com, and you can use code Julie for 10% off your order. This episode is brought to you by MobilityWOD. Do you struggle to get into good positions in your training and workouts? Are your movement compensations causing you undue pain and grief? MWOD's belief is that every human being should be able to perform basic maintenance on themselves. For nearly 10 years, MobilityWOD has been the go-to for the world's best athletes and teams. Do you know what hundreds of Olympic and world-class athletes, professional teams in the NFL, MLB, basketball, hockey, rugby, and soccer, and dozens of universities all have in common? They use MobilityWOD to train and compete at their best. I first took Dr. Kelly Starrett's movement and mobility course in 2013, and since then have read his books and followed his videos for ideas on how to address my own movement restrictions. But sometimes having all this information can become overwhelming, which is why I think the real genius is in the MWOD subscription. As part of this subscription, you have access to not only hundreds of hours of video content that can be filtered based on your specific questions, but also a daily 10-minute MobilityWOD video. You just log in and follow Kelly's instructions as if he is there coaching you in person for 10 minutes per day. You may pick up certain exercises that you wish to incorporate on a regular basis before or after your workouts. But at the very least, by following this daily program, you know you are addressing a wide range of movement patterns and body parts on a regular basis without having to think about it. I often do these sessions first thing in the morning or before bed as a way to wind down from the day. In addition, you have access to an on-ramp sequence and a 14-day mobility challenge that helps you understand the basics and identify the areas you personally need to focus on. You can lean on the MWOD community and discussion boards to learn from others who have been through similar situations or injuries. And if you need more personalized help, you can use the MWOD list to find a like-minded practitioner in your area. It's easy to become part of the MobilityWOD community, but for being a Pursuing Health listener, you can receive 20% off an annual membership with code JulieFoucher. That's J-U-L-I-E-F-O-U-C-H-E-R. just visit www.mobilitywad.com. Full potential, full power. Welcome to Pursuing Health. I'm Julie Fouché, family medicine resident and former CrossFit Games athlete. Here, I bring to you information and inspiration from experts and everyday individuals for how to use lifestyle to maximize health. Thank you so much for joining me. Now let's get started with this week's episode. Welcome back to Pursuing Health. I just recently returned from the very first all-physician CrossFit Level 1 seminar that was held in Aromas, California. And just after the seminar wrapped up, I had the chance to sit down with CrossFit's founder, Greg Glassman, to record this episode. I cannot even begin to describe to you the magic of the entire weekend and also the magic of this conversation, but I'll let you listen to that for yourself here in just a couple minutes. Although he really needs no introduction, I'll start with a little bit of background about Greg as well as the origins of CrossFit. Coach Greg Glassman, known to many as simply Coach, grew up in Southern California as a gymnast, and he supplemented his training with modalities including weightlifting and cycling. When he began his career as a trainer in 1974, he brought innovation to the industry, ultimately redefining fitness with CrossFit, which is defined as constantly varied, high-intensity, functional movement. He was kicked out of several Globo gyms before finally opening the first CrossFit gym in Santa Cruz, California in 1995. Shortly after that, CrossFit.com was created, where he posted workouts of the day, or WODs. Athletes from all over the world would complete these workouts and post their scores, comparing with each other online. Beginning in 2003, CrossFit affiliate gyms began to open, and CrossFit experienced exponential growth over the following decade, such that there are currently more than 13,000 affiliates worldwide. During this period, we've also witnessed the growth of the CrossFit Games, the ultimate proving grounds for fitness, which identifies the fittest man and fittest woman on earth each year from a pool of hundreds of thousands of athletes across the globe. We've also witnessed incredible stories of transformation in the affiliates, with participants losing weight, gaining confidence, and ridding themselves of chronic disease. Coach is currently working to shift the public's perception of CrossFit from a fitness company to a health company, with an elegant solution to the world's most vexing problem, chronic disease. For his second visit to the podcast, Greg and I discussed the importance of networking CrossFit doctors, why CrossFit is so much more than just the CrossFit Games, and how he's using the business of CrossFit to fund public health activism. We also talked about his vision for CrossFit as a health company and so much more. This was a huge episode, you guys. I'm so excited and optimistic about where we are all headed as a community. A couple of quick reminders before we get started. First, if you're enjoying the podcast, please head over to iTunes to subscribe and consider giving it a rating. I'm also always looking for inspiring stories to share. So if you or someone you know has used lifestyle to overcome a serious health challenge, please send your story to me at info@juliefouché.com and I'll select some to share here on future episodes. Finally, please remember that although I am now officially a doctor, this podcast is meant to share the experiences of individuals and does not provide medical advice. So let's get started here with episode number 80 of Pursuing Health featuring Greg Glassman. Well, I can't believe it. It's been a year and a half since we first did this.
Is it really?
Time flies.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for sitting down with me again.
I hate hearing that. You know, I found something the other day that I had written, and embarrassed to say, I was admiring the writing, and then I saw it was me, and I was shocked, and I had absolutely no recollection of ever having an opinion on the subject.
Huh.
And I was like, damn, you know. But that's what being busy is about.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Doing good things.
Congratulations again to you.
Well, thank you. Now, I don't know for what, but thank you.
You're every CrossFitter's sweetheart. I mean, you're the just you and Nicole, and you're an icon, and I feel like I got to watch you grow up. I'm just really proud of you. I want you to know that. And there's a whole bunch of us that feel that way about you.
Well, thank you.
You're amazing. You've done amazing things.
Well, we're only getting started, right?
That's right. That's right.
We're only getting started. And speaking of that, we just wrapped up a really incredible weekend. We had the first all physicians level one here at the ranch. And it was amazing to be a part of. What was the impetus for this?
Julia, a CrossFit physician's a special physician. That's not an ordinary doctor. This is a CrossFit doc. She knows something that is not a consensus view. And at the same time, it's essential. And I mean essential in the sense of like an essential fatty acid or an essential amino acid that this is something that makes a huge difference in what maybe whether you're alive or not, and certainly the quality of your life. And it's not trivial, you know. And so how many docs are there that have this knowledge? And over about a year and a half, I was asking every affiliate that would talk to me, how many docs in the box? Mm-hmm. And some didn't know how many, and others would, you know, I've heard big numbers and little numbers, but three would be a low average, okay. It seems to me. And I got 7,000 affiliates here in the U.S., so that's a smooth 21,000 docs.
Wow.
The number could be 35, and that's those that belong to affiliates. Mm-hmm. How about the ones that are doing
in
this
their
at
garage,
home?
You
know,
yeah.
We don't know. But Karen Thompson has been tasked with networking these docs, mm-hmm. mining them. So we're going to find them, and we're going to get to know them, and we're going to organize them, and it's going to be, I think, a very natural process where they find voice. And so that rather than being 20,000 isolated individuals that know something extremely important that doesn't seem to be shared by anyone around them, we're going to build a community around those people.
And I think we felt that this weekend. I think that was just talking to people. That was one of the most, I mean, obviously the level one and the content was amazing, but also the conversations that happened in the breaks and afterwards and the connections that people made and realize that, I mean, when you go to any level one, people automatically feel like, okay, these are my people. They get it. But this, I think, took that to another degree because all these physicians are working in a system that they feel like oftentimes they're having to fight against, and oftentimes they can feel alone. And so there was a lot of great camaraderie happening this weekend.
Well, Julie, I'm not a fan of anyone grading their own papers, you know, and so I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm giving myself an A+. But what I am going to say is that the staff, the attendees, the docs, everyone, it was miraculous, absolutely beautiful. And I couldn't be more proud.
Yes.
And look, I'm 62 years old. When you're in your 60s, you don't get real anxious for time to roll by, mm-hmm. right? I'm not excited about it. I wouldn't jump 5 years forward if I could, mm-hmm. okay? But I've been, in the months that we've had this thing on the books, I've wanted the time to pass. I'd give up 3 months of my life if we could do this tomorrow, mm-hmm. because we knew exactly what needed to be done. Mm-hmm. I need to get these talks. We need to get them together, and we need to expose them to the Colonel. Mm-hmm. And my fantasy from the beginning was that you would be there. I mean, it went down as one of these things that went down exactly as I imagined it, including the taco party at the house last night.
Which was awesome.
And I told Karen, I go, we can do this. This is what we do. This is who we are. This isn't that complicated. You know?
It's true.
And if you'd been put into the staff and not told that it was a group of physicians, you wouldn't have known.
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't have known.
It was no different. And that was, I think, the great thing. We also talked about how nothing about the course changed just because we were talking to physicians. It was exactly the same.
And you heard me. That's why I kept my up brief. I didn't want to contaminate the Colonel, and I didn't want to make too big a show of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, have we had talks at my house for, yes, the very early seminar days, we used to have everyone over. I mean, it's very much like our roots.
Mm-hmm.
Very much like our roots. This company's grown up, Julie. It's grown up. And a whole bunch of us have been at it long enough now that we know that the fitness is just the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. And there's something way more important going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think one of the coolest things for me, and one of my favorite parts of the seminar, regardless of who we're teaching it to, is still the What is Fitness lecture, because that for me was a huge turning point. I had already been doing CrossFit for about a year before I did my level one. And then when I heard that lecture and when I heard about the sickness, wellness, fitness continuum, that was when my life changed. And so seeing all these physicians go through and see that information and see it laid out so beautifully on the whiteboard, it was just, you can just feel like all of these things are, you know, it's that light bulb is going off in all their minds at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's powerful.
I could get emotional about it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
am. I am.
I do.
I'm not gonna sit here and cry for everyone, but it's enormous.
It's
enormous.
Huge.
Yeah.
What do you hope that all these doctors now that have networked here this weekend, what do you hope they go home and do, or what do you hope they take away from this weekend?
With Julie, in the year and a half that we've kind of been, our thinking's evolved that led to finally executing on this. I've been talking with docs and just trying to feel what it's like for them to be a CrossFit physician, to know what you know, and mm-hmm. to live in a world that doesn't know what we know. Mm-hmm. And I would hear stories of isolation, tinfoil hat, propeller mm-hmm. on the hat, you know, out of my mind, and that's wrong. You guys are the future. The CrossFit docs are the people that were washing their hands prior to child delivery when others weren't. Mm-hmm. And together with just even a little bit of a voice, mm-hmm. common voice, I think miracles happen. But the importance and the significance of networking these doctors, I just accept a priori as something that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned to you earlier, I'm going to do it. Nobody can stop me, you know, and because all the elements were there over the weekend, mm-hmm. the whole thing, and just there like that again. And we will, when we're done, there will be someday 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 physicians around the world that have a level one. This was an international group of doctors. You know,
mm-hmm.
a whole
yeah.
bunch
oh
of people
gosh.
Had to pull out their passports and get on airplanes.
Brazil,
it was really cool.
Portugal, yeah. Puerto Rico. It was
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah. yeah.
So for people listening who are CrossFit physicians or who are in their medical training, how can they attend a level one for physicians?
Through you to Karen.
If you contact me, we can invite you to our network, our Facebook group.
Absolutely.
And we'll get you plugged in.
And as of now, we're not charging physicians for the certification. This isn't a business move. This is a strategic public health move. Mm-hmm. And we're fortunate enough that we have a business that has profits that can allow us to do the things we do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's what allowed us to build schools and bring drinking water to the highlands of Kenya. And we use business at CrossFit. Our business is what funds our activism.
Mm-hmm. That was great for you. We heard you say this weekend that you're not really a business guy. You're an activist.
Yeah, I'm going back to Harvard Business School for my fourth visit, and I tell them there's got no plan. It just happened. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I'm a very unlikely businessman. Very unlikely businessman.
Well, it's working out well.
I'm not going to change anything.
Yeah.
This is we're on a good path. You know, this we're at, 20 years into this fad now for some of us, right?
This fad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. Well, I want to talk a little bit about, so one of the things that came up this weekend is how do we get this message to our patients who are maybe too intimidated by CrossFit, or maybe they have seen CrossFit on ESPN or the CrossFit games on ESPN and they don't understand quite what the true purpose of CrossFit is. And that's something that we're kind of up against. I mean, the games are obviously amazing, but how do we get this message out to the people who need it most?
Yeah. This is the dilemma, and it's every good affiliate's dilemma. Mm-hmm. And because that thing you see on ESPN, look at the pictures up there, Julie, look at that. I got one of my clients I see in there, but, those aren't people from the box,
no.
You know? And we played with the math, and I had the numbers once, and I don't like making up numbers unless I have to. But Julie, many, many more affiliates have shaved 100 pounds off someone than have sent someone to the games.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so, you know, what business is about? Our commercials and our public presence doesn't look like the Jenny Craig ads. It doesn't look like a weight loss center, but we're better at that than anyone else. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't have asked me a tougher question, damn it, because I don't know either. I just hate on the games, but that doesn't help. But when I have an affiliate come up and tell me that the games aren't important, that the soccer moms and the grandmas and the grandpas are important, you know, it pisses me off because it sounds like they don't know I know. Mm-hmm. And so everyone out there, the games is the least important thing that happens at CrossFit. There's nothing less important than the games. Nothing.
Period.
Nothing. Yeah. That's the bottom of it for me. The games are the cotton candy and the clown at the car dealership. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a distraction for the kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's something else going on here. Way more profound, way more profound. And so maybe the chairman of the board saying this is a step, you know, to your audience, but I don't know. But, my affiliates, I know they know. What your first 50 clients are all your fit buddies and some family members, mm-hmm. right? And with each additional group of 50, the complexion changes. And anyone that's got 400 clients has diabetics. If you mm-hmm. got if you've got 400 members of your gym, you've seen someone lose 100 pounds. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the business. Mm-hmm. That's the business right there.
And I think that CrossFit has done such a great job of sharing those stories too. It's just that, you know, the games are out there and they're so shiny and exciting that often that's where people gravitate. But
you know, let me share someone with you and give a shout out to Tate Fletcher out there. You know, mm-hmm. Tate, mm-hmm. yeah, you should talk to him on this very subject because he's moved me on this. Mm-hmm. You know, that big monster of a man. He knows exactly what this business is about. He knows about the health. Mm-hmm.
And we'll have to have him on the podcast.
It's really neat to hear him on that. He's wonderfully eloquent on the subject.
We'll have to talk to him about it. It was someone this weekend said, it's interesting because we have the Olympics and people don't see someone swim in the Olympics and say, oh, I could never swim, or I'm going to have to go and swim just the way that they swim. But often that can be inspiring for people to start doing various sports. But maybe we need to have that same mentality. We're just, obviously we have the infinitely scalable, you know, characteristic of CrossFit, but just because you see someone do it at the games doesn't mean you can't do it in your own scaled way.
Julie, we no longer have our ESPN relationship, thank God. And, we're now with CBS. Mm. In our new relationship, we get some ad space. Mm-hmm. And I've made it clear to my staff, to people that made the deal, to attorneys and agency of record, WMEIMG, I let them know I want that ad space. I don't want cash. I want ad space. Mm-hmm. And what do you think the imagery is going to look like when I get my hands on that? Now, all my games friends are going to want to put pictures like those up, right? Mm-hmm. That's not, you know, the show's got is full of that. Mm-hmm. What I want to do is I want to show grandma. Yeah. And we've got some superheroes in this community that are last ones in the doors, not first ones. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to showcase them.
The commercials are always my favorite part of the games.
It's my,
I still, the one of the 99-year-old doing CrossFit gets me every time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Constance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said this weekend, too, you want the games to be the South by Southwest of fitness.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
Uh-huh. I would like to see the gathering and the speakers and the music and just the camping and the bike rides. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see all of that around the games to the point where the competition was the sideshow. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be my favorite thing. I'm not good at watching events. You know, but what happened there? I mean, Madison was amazing, absolutely beautiful.
It was.
That was another thing that came out and this doesn't happen often, but, you know, we've got pretty good track record, but exactly as I imagined it. Mm-hmm. That's why I wanted to get out of Carson bad. Mm-hmm. Hated it there. Hated it. Lousy place to bring family. Mm-hmm. Madison's a wonderful, wonderful place to bring family. And you know what was cool? This is the first time ever at the games where I wanted to go back. Mm. I wanted to go back. And the speaking lineup next year, I'm so proud of that. And what I did is I just made a dream list of people that I'd love to come talk mm-hmm. to me, right?
Right.
And what I'd like them to say and hear on what subject with what you know energy or angle and we got it. Everyone agreed. They're all coming.
It's amazing. I know Danny, my husband, and I are planning to be there, going for the whole week. We're going to use that as our vacation.
I love it.
It's going to be incredible.
I love it. We'll have to hang.
Absolutely.
You know, I was talking with Ben Goldacre, and he's coming, and he wanted to know what the audience was like, and what I wanted him to talk about, and I told him that the audience is going to be created by the quality of what we present. First off, so don't go there. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you what I want you to talk about, and I referenced the paragraph that sits on CrossFit Health today. Mm. And it's his take on his summation of pharma that he rigorously and vigorously defends in 400 pages of well-crafted manuscript. And that paragraph is so striking, and it's so – and I just invite everyone to go look at it. We don't need to read it here.
Yeah, I'll link to it here.
But that is so appalling and paints such an awful scenario that I could feel – behind the words, what had to be enormous anger mm-hmm. and disappointment, and you know he should be. That's it, the effect of what he's describing is horrific, you know, mm-hmm. and you know with unprecedented consequences in the cost of lives and mm-hmm. suffering. You know,
oh, it's incredible. It's
and so I said, Ben, you must have been emotional. It had to be anger. And he says, of course. And mm-hmm. I go, I'd like you to talk about that.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear just how pissed off you are.
Yeah.
Because you ought to be. We all should be. It's like that scene from Network. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. I mean, it's come to that.
And that's the worst part is for people just to think everything is fine and not know that this is going on. We want people to experience that anger and that frustration to make a change.
My message to the CrossFit physicians, Julie, is that your training and education have to take a back seat to your observations and the empirical clinical realities that sit before you. Mm-hmm. And so when Dr. Rhonda Rocket, God bless her, was brilliant, she said to me that it came to her to a point where she had to make a decision whether she was going to go with her training and education mm-hmm. or her lying eyes. Mm-hmm. And she went with her lying eyes. And I said, that was the scientific decision. That's the right thing to do.
Right.
And to believe things that will not manifest clinically or empirically is that's the opposite of science right there. Mm-hmm. Right there. Your first obligation to a rational or scientific approach to anything is to be an empiricist.
Absolutely.
And so my message to all docs is it's time to look at every angle of your training and see how it squares to clinical and empirical reality and weed out the pieces that don't, because there's some pretty significant things that are wrong. Mm-hmm.
That for me was one of the most eye-opening, was going through my first maybe year or two of med school, learning all these things from the textbooks, and then at the same time going to the gym. And I spent, I think, maybe a half day a week in a primary care office. And I was seeing people at the gym curing their diabetes, getting off medications, losing weight. And at the doctor's office, none of that was happening. And that, for me, that contrast was very eye-opening. So the question is, how do we get more people in that environment?
Imagine this. I've got affiliates that are curing diabetes, and there's a little bit, everyone's a little bit afraid to share it. Mm-hmm. You know? See, I asked someone, you got any diabetics? And they're, yeah, you know, or I did, and not anymore, mm-hmm. you know, and look around, and like, it's not a dirty secret.
Right.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. You, you take your carbs away and your type 2 diabetes will leave you, you know? And we got a gym full of physicians downstairs that know exactly that, mm-hmm. exactly that. And I got 15,000 affiliates, probably half of whom are well aware of it, well aware of it.
It's powerful.
Yeah, it is. It becomes a sacred and you know, because the consensus is so wrong, the affiliates and what they do, the L1 kernel itself becomes magical. Mm-hmm. It really is a lifeboat.
Yeah, it takes on a whole new.
It does.
A whole new meaning.
It does. You know, Gary Taubes was lamenting. He's given to darkness. I love you, Gary. But he's like, oh, it's, things are so bad. And I told him, Gary, like, this is why you and I have something to do.
Yeah.
You know, it pays our bills, the mess. Mm-hmm. And you want to be the light in the darkness. Yeah, it's a good thing. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. I don't wish suffering on anyone, but amidst all this suffering, to have the answer is a beautiful thing. And so I'm not bummed out by any of it. So from the replication crisis to the scientific misconduct, it's all fascinating to mm-hmm. me. Fascinating. We've had a world-class education in scientific misconduct and the misbehavior, the consensus, the behaviors of the National Strength and Conditioning Association, the NSCA, mm-hmm. have or beyond anything I could have ever anticipated or imagined. Just as corrupt as can be. We got fabrication of data, falsification, when cornered, perjury. You know, I mean, it's beyond the pale.
Mm-hmm. And for those listening who maybe have not followed the whole story, kind of, if you can just summarize briefly and then where we're at right now.
Yeah, the National Strength and Conditioning Association published a study that had fabricated data, mm-hmm. And it was a falsification on a claim of a IRB approval, and manufactured some injuries, mm-hmm. out of thin air, and we were able to prove that to the satisfaction of a federal judge in pretrial motions and activity, mm-hmm. and the bad guys have been sanctioned heavily by the court, and then they were stupid enough to file suit against us in state court. Mm-hmm. And in that case, it was against the Russes and myself and CrossFit, mm-hmm. for a defamation. And fundamentally, the things that we've said, now a federal judge has also said them. and we got our hands through the state case and the emails that they'd told the federal judge didn't exist. Hmm. And so the state case has provided evidence that's allowed the federal judge to call NSCA staff by name as perjurers. Hmm. And we've yet to go to trial. Wow. And in the sanctions, we were handed the essential elements of our case, and so they're in a big hurt right now. And anyone that's put CSCS after their name, I'd just kind of tippy toe over and remove that now, because that place has made no worthwhile contribution in a 50-year history. Is it 50 years? 30? I forget. But nothing good has come out of them. Mm-hmm. Same with the American College of Sports Medicine. You know, like, where were they as everyone became diabetics and got obese? You know, what was their offering? What's what they do? Partner with Gatorade and then with Coca-Cola? It's unthinkable. Unthinkable. I want soda pop out of the health space. I want them out. They have to go. They have to go. No more soda pop in medicine.
And you've been fighting a very impressive fight against Big Soda now for several years, and also against a lot of the legislature that's coming up and trying to prevent CrossFit trainers and affiliates from doing what they do.
Yeah. The soda proxies in the fitness space, which is just about everything other than CrossFit. Mm-hmm. Soda's been able to purchase all of the fitness space except mm-hmm. CrossFit. But the work that the Russes and Derek and Brett now, we got a growing team. We've learned the lobbying game, and we learned it well. Mm-hmm. Our relationship with the Podesta Group was as good a good interaction as we've had with any organization on any level. We got a lot out of them. They're no longer around. That was really an interesting thing to be in D.C. as that all went down and that organization evaporated. But we've got staff and numbers growing in D.C. and we're learning how to play the game. We've got two CrossFit affiliates running for Congress. One has an outstanding chance of being elected. The other one has a very good chance. We've got other members of Congress. I mean, you know how cool it is to go in and sit with a congressman in his office and he wants me to tell Pat and Dave hi, you know? I mean, it's neat.
That's cool.
Yeah, we've got we're making a difference. We're making a difference. Wherever there are powerful people, there are CrossFitters.
Mm-hmm. How can those listening support that effort? I mean, one way I think of is just that we need to, and I think about this being in medicine, we need to stand up for what we believe in. We need to get all the soda pop out of our offices. We need to.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we need to be absolutely practicing what we preach and fighting for all of these things in the environments that we're living in.
My angle isn't one of temperance or, you know, it's not a health initiative directly. Mm-hmm. You know, I firmly believe that sugar is fully destructive of your metabolism and health. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm anti-soda because they're in the health space. And it's because they're in the health space that they've been allowed to contaminate the fitness space. Mm-hmm. And it's that undue influence that got 23 pieces of legislation in 9 states over 8 or 9 years targeted directly at my affiliates, trying to criminalize what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm here. Now, if I could get Coke and Pepsi and friends out of the health and science space, I'd quit talking about them. Mm-hmm. I said my piece with meat and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, and no sugar. Mm-hmm. I said it. I'm done. That's it. That's the stance. All mm-hmm. right. If I could get them out of the health and fitness space and make their companies more profitable, I would love to do that. If I could get them out of the health and fitness space and bankrupt them, that would be okay too. You know, I don't have a vision of a sugar-free world. Mm-hmm. My vision is of a world where our thoughts on chronic disease are dominated by Coca-Cola. That's what I want. That's mm-hmm. the world I envision. And we got to get them out. They got to go.
Absolutely. You said this weekend, I thought it was a great analogy that you don't have anything against other street drugs or anything else that's clearly bad for your health, but they're not in our space.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm silent on this opioid mess. Although I really like how what medicine's done with opioid addiction is industrialized the process and actually let Big Pharma take the influence away from the Afghans, Chinese, and Italian mob, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been an amazing thing. But I fear we're going to do the same thing for diabetes, industrialize it, you know, accept it, deal with it, and manage the condition rather than eliminating it. You know, what's needed on us, isn't this interesting? I'm a business guy. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm not saying join. I don't want any money. I don't want anything sent. We're not looking for donations. It's all awareness. Mm-hmm. It's all awareness. You know, there's millions of CrossFitters out there. I want you to wake up to the fact that we sit in collectively in unique possession of elegant solution to the world's most vexing problem. We truly do. We truly do. And that elegance, again, it's mathematical elegance marked by efficacy and simplicity. The solution, the cause and the solution to chronic disease are exceedingly simple. The impact of the disease and the politics around it and the molecular biology of the derangement, all those things are complicated. Mm-hmm. And the not consuming the excess carbohydrate, that's very, very challenging. That's hard. Mm-hmm. So this problem has a hard part. There's a complex part. But the essential part of it, the essence of it, is exceedingly simple. And as you need a high kinetic, low carb lifestyle to give yourself the best chance at a good life. The rest is love.
Yeah. And it, again, back to the fact that this weekend, the level one was the level one. It's not, don't make it more complicated for doctors. It's the same solution, no matter who you're talking to.
Thank you for appreciating that. Cause it was, you know, I had to, over the 90 days that we knew this was going to happen, mm-hmm. I kept iterating, no, I want them to get the real deal, the real mm-hmm. thing. You know, I'm not going to do an up. I didn't add my five buckets of death piece, you know. There'll be other time and places to do that. I want them to know better what it is that all my affiliates know. Mm-hmm. And now they do. This group does.
Yeah. You said that you want CrossFit to become a health company and not just a fitness company.
We are a health company, and I want first of all, I want the HQ staff to know it, mm-hmm. and then I want all my affiliates to know it. Half of them already do, and I want their trainers to know it, and I want their clients to know it, and then the rest of the world will figure it out. But the only thing that a CrossFit gym would need to do to improve the qualities that make it what I call a lifeboat in a tsunami of chronic disease, the only thing that I would change at all would be their awareness of what's happening. Mm. You know, you don't see the diseases you prevent, mm-hmm. right? The epidemiologist would have to notice that. Mm-hmm. But every day unlocking the door, flipping on the lights, turning on the music, you gotta know that what's happening after that is life-saving mm-hmm. and for everyone involved.
Absolutely. And this weekend, I think, too, there was a lot of discussion about physicians going and meeting the affiliates in their area, knowing and trusting that they can send patients there and feel comfortable they're going to be in good hands.
Julie, so I think you don't know what a relief it was when I asked how many of you already know of an affiliate that does such good work that you mm-hmm. would entrust them with the care of your own parents, you mm-hmm. know, and I got 85-90% of the house's hands went up. I go, good, because that would have to be another step if we needed to. Now I got to go introduce you to affiliates. But no, they already know. They already know. But see, that is the advantage of starting with CrossFit docs. I mean, there's, I believe nearly everyone there was already CrossFitting.
Mm-hmm.
And significantly so. Mm-hmm. Some for as long as a decade. So it was a good crew.
Mm-hmm. For some, it was their third level one, but they just wanted to come back.
I love that.
Yeah. It was amazing.
How many have you done?
Well, I guess since I've been teaching them, probably maybe around 30 or 35.
Yeah.
Not as many as most of the trainers, yeah. But yeah, everyone is just as magical.
It was special. It was special. Thank you so much for your participation and support, not just this weekend, but over the years. And we got a lot of work to do. And I'm glad you're so young, because there is a lot to be done.
There is. It's an exciting time. It's for me, it's amazing to see, you know, you think about where you are in life and what you're supposed to be doing here. And I see, you know, there is a reason why I found CrossFit when I did and why I ended up, you know, competing at the games and, you know, while I was in medical school, because if I had waited, I probably would be just starting medical school right now and maybe I wouldn't be doing it. So I think that there's a reason for everything and we're all in the right place that we're supposed to be. So I'm glad. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad for this weekend. It was so inspiring and comforting to hear your vision and your leadership for the solution to this problem.
Thank you, doctor.
All right. I just want to finish up with a couple quick questions about what for you personally inspires you the most?
Oh, this easily, you know, my life's work will be defending, supporting, encouraging the affiliates. There's a lot to do there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to do there. So yeah, this is how could I not be inspired? It was a great moment for me when Gary Taubes leaned over to Anahad O'Connor and said that the big story, the real story, is that CrossFit's fighting Big Soda. Actually named a company in particular, mm-hmm. and in a death match, and they're holding their own. and I like that. I like that. Oh, Julie, I have more blessings than I can count, and I'm uncomfortable articulating it all. My life's a miracle, you know. I owe so many people so much. I wouldn't know where to start. I'll start with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And everyone out there.
Thank you.
But I think everyone knows what has my interest. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what's changed in the company. I think 5 years ago there was staff that thought that I was pursuing this health interest as a kind of a luxury or a hobby of mine, afforded by the success of the heart of what this business is fitness. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that my staff I've turned the wheel. We're moving in a different direction with a different emphasis. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing, because I am doing it. That is what we are. We are a health company. Mm-hmm. We're a health company. Now I got health insurance companies telling me, you know, I've seen the data. We've got the data. I know about CrossFitter's physiology, and we can all be proud. And I couldn't imagine. There's nobody out there that I'd rather do what they do for a living. There's no one. There's no one on earth who's job I'd trade for mine. Nobody. You know, when the 60 Minutes says, hey, the subject came up doing something else or retiring. I was like, what do I want to be a journalist? You know? No, I'm doing exactly what I want to do, and every single day.
It's amazing. Where will we be 5 years from now?
I'll be a little older.
Well, I'll be a little older, I guess.
You'll still be really young. Julie, I'm not sure. I mean, you know, can I imagine a network of 15 or 20,000 CrossFitting physicians in a online registry with access to millions of CrossFitters and other people and kind of a virtual HMO? Yeah. I think that kind of thing's likely. Mm-hmm. I keep hearing the idea of putting doctors in boxes, mm-hmm. and that idea won't go away. I like it, mm-hmm. you know. I'm not sure about economically how it works, but what's neat is the doctors know where the healing's happening, mm-hmm. and they want to be there, mm-hmm. and I love that. What Tom Siskron and Ken are doing in Shreveport, mm-hmm. That's amazing. That's amazing. They've got kind of a virtual affiliate. Its job is to take patients with a critical need and deliver them to an affiliate, mm-hmm. and it's working, you know, it's working. I tell you something else that's got me excited, and it's Virta Health, Sami Inkinen's company. There's something magical about online diabetes reversal, you know, that I just love, mm-hmm. and I have the utmost respect for that man. He's brilliant. What he's doing is beautiful. We're going to find out eventually if there's a viable business model or not, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But I want that thing to work so badly that I worry about it at night, you know? It's like that would be so cool. I would have used Virta hands down. The $400 a month or so, I think it's $5,000 for a year is the obligation. I was taking considerably more than that to hand make meal plans and put my tape measure and skinfold calipers all over you and weigh in and get the Sphygmo out. I had to do all that crap, and it cost you a lot. And this is in 1995. Mm-hmm. You were going to pay a lot more than $400 a month for me to take over what Virta's doing. And so would I use that today? Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. If I had anyone that was on meds, big syndrome XC, diastolic over 90, any of that kind of, those kind of people, mm-hmm. I want them verting would be, and what I do is I want them to, I want to hear how it went, you know? It's fascinating to me.
I think what was so amazing to hear him speak about, you know, why he wanted to do this was saying that he wants to make it as easy to prescribe as it is to prescribe meds or just prescribe insulin. Because I think that's the challenge now of a lot of physicians who are treating diabetes, is even if they want to spend all day talking about nutrition, they're seeing a patient once for 15 minutes every 3-6 months, And it's a lot of times easier to write the prescription. And this way you just send them to Virta and they take care of everything, which is pretty incredible.
Julie, I can't imagine the frustration of trying to get someone to improve their lifestyle for their well-being, mm-hmm. where my window of influence is 15 minutes every 3 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I would have accomplished absolutely nothing. And that's having the answer. Mm-hmm. There's not enough window there.
Oh, I feel you. Right now, yeah. I'm just starting with that. And as an intern, we luckily have a little bit longer appointments, but I'm using the full amount of time. I'm still always behind, and I don't know how it's going to work next year when I have to see twice as many patients. And I'm still not probably making much of a difference seeing these people every once in a while.
Julie, I'd see someone, you know, for the first time on Monday, say, and I'm worried on Tuesday about how they're feeling and if they're coming back on
right.
Wednesday, you
right.
know? And I like can't imagine I'm going to see you in 6 months
right.
after 15 minutes. Nothing would happen.
Yeah.
Nothing would happen. And then the other thing is the tools aren't in your bag. You know, when you're going to pull out a jump rope and start to, and, you know, and like it's not your fault. It's not the doctor's fault. You know, you're powerless to do what needs to be done, and it is entirely not your fault. Mm-hmm. Entirely.
But we have the solution, luckily.
I think so. I think it's a beautiful one too. Mm-hmm. Send them to a box. Oh. Mhm. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
All right, girl. I'll do this again anytime.
We'll check in again. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I truly believe that there is no one better positioned to save the health of our population than CrossFit. We have an elegant solution to chronic disease, and we have all of the necessary tools in place. Now is just time for us to come together to get that solution to the people who need it most. If the topics we discussed struck a chord with you, you can learn more by following CrossFit and CrossFit Health on Instagram. If you are a CrossFit physician, meaning you have an MD or DO degree, we want to hear from you. Email cfdocs@crossfithealth.com. That's cfdocs@crossfithealth.com to find out more about the future CrossFit physician seminars and other upcoming events. To make sure you never miss an episode and to receive exclusive content from me, head to my website, juliefouché.com, and subscribe to my email list. If you like what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and consider giving the podcast a 5-star rating on iTunes. Also, don't forget to share your stories. If you or someone you know has used lifestyle to overcome a serious health challenge, please send me an email at info@juliefouché.com. I'll choose some of these inspiring stories to share here on future episodes. Don't forget you can train with me through Beyond the Whiteboard by visiting trainwithjuliefouché.com. Thank you again so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time on Pursuing Health. This episode is brought to you by Mobility Wad. Do you struggle to get into good positions in your training and workouts? Are your movement compensations causing you undue pain and grief? MWAD's belief is that every human being should be able to perform basic maintenance on themselves. For nearly 10 years, Mobility Wad has been the go-to for the world's best athletes and teams. Do you know what hundreds of Olympic and world-class athletes, professional teams in the NFL, MLB, basketball, hockey, rugby, and soccer, and dozens of universities all have in common? They use Mobility Wad to train and compete at their best. I first took Dr. Kelly Starrett's movement and mobility course in 2013, and since then have read his books and followed his videos for ideas on how to address my own movement restrictions. But sometimes having all this information can become overwhelming, which is why I think the real genius is in the MWAD subscription. As part of this subscription, you have access to not only hundreds of hours of video content that can be filtered based on your specific questions, but also a daily 10-minute Mobility Wad video. You just log in and follow Kelly's instructions as if he is there coaching you in person for 10 minutes per day. You may pick up certain exercises that you wish to incorporate on a regular basis before or after your workouts. But at the very least, by following this daily program, you know you are addressing a wide range of movement patterns and body parts on a regular basis without having to think about it. I often do these sessions first thing in the morning or before bed as a way to wind down from the day. In addition, you have access to an on-ramp sequence and a 14-day mobility challenge that helps you understand the basics and identify the areas you personally need to focus on. You can lean on the MWOD community and discussion boards to learn from others who have been through similar situations or injuries. And if you need more personalized help, you can use the MWOD list to find a like-minded practitioner in your area. It's easy to become part of the Mobility WOD community, but for being a Pursuing Health listener, you can receive 20% off an annual membership with code Julie Fouché. That's JulieFoucher. Just visit www.mobilitywod.com. Full potential, full power. This episode is brought to you by Siete Foods. You know when you meet a group of people who are just so genuine that you can't help but treat them like old friends or family? Well, that's basically how I felt when I met the Garza family, the founders of Siete Foods. Siete is a healthy Mexican-American food brand that makes grain-free and paleo-friendly tortillas and tortilla chips. My husband Danny and his family first met the Garzas at Paleo FX several years ago, and they had an instant connection and have kept in touch ever since. Maybe it's their powerful origin story that makes them so relatable. Veronica Garza was facing a series of major health challenges as a teenager, and her entire family of seven jumped on board to help without hesitation. Together, they adopted a low-inflammation, grain-free diet. As a Mexican-American family living in South Texas, they couldn't imagine living without tortillas, and it wasn't long before Veronica came up with a delicious solution and Siete Foods was born. I've been enjoying their delicious grain-free and paleo-friendly tortillas and tortilla chips for years, and finally had the chance to meet the Garzas in person. When I did, they immediately made me feel like a member of the family. Their passion for making the world a healthier place is absolutely contagious, and their generosity spreads to everyone they touch. I'm so excited to have Siete Foods as a sponsor of this episode, and if you're not already a fan of their products, I promise that you will be as soon as you give them a try. They've provided an exclusive discount code for Pursuing Health listeners. Just use code Julie when you check out on SieteFoods.com to take advantage of their offer. Again, their website is SieteFoods.com, SietefOods.com, and you can use code Julie for 10% off your order.